This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Washoe Tribe has announced its acquisition of more than 10,000 acres of land north of Lake Tahoe. It marks the largest tribal land return in the Sierra Nevada and third largest in California. KUNR's Mario Day has more.
The Washoe Tribe finalized the purchase of the land recently in partnership with organizations like the Wildlife Conservation Board. The land spans across from the northeast of Lake Tahoe and to about 20 miles north of Reno. Washoe Tribal Chairman Cyril Smokey says this is an opportunity for the tribe to revitalize their traditional practices, stewardship, and language preservation.
The Washoe people being removed from our lands, hard fought to get every little bit back, and now we actually have something to call ours.
Although the preserve is the first under the Washoe Land Trust, they hope to acquire more of the Washoe homelands. In the meantime, Smokey hopes to start restoring the land and focus on conserving the wildlife and its natural resources, while ensuring it's a safe place for everyone. For National Native News, I'm Marielle Day.
Super Bowl halftime headliner Bad Bunny recently won 3 Grammys, including Album of the Year. One of his songs explores colonization of his homeland and Hawaii. HPR's Cassie Ordonio spoke with Hawaiians and Puerto Ricans last year about the similarities between the islands.
That's Bad Bunny's song, Lo Que La Paso a Hawaii. It translates to What Happened to Hawaii. Many locals say it highlights stark similarities and is a reminder of the island's colonial past. Daniel Kawilamahi is a native Hawaiian artist. He interpreted the song as Bad Bunny protecting his homeland by taking a political stance against statehood. Puerto Rico became a U.S. territory in 1898, 6 years after the overthrow of the Hawaiian kingdom. Mahi underscored that Native Hawaiian musicians have been raising issues of over-tourism and sovereignty rights. These artists include, but are not limited to, Sudden Rush and Rada Is. Visit all these islands and saw everything.
How would they feel about the changes of our land? Part of this broader conversation is how Kanaka Maoli and Latino culture have been in conversation through music since Paniolo came to Hawaii. And our sounds have influenced each other for a lot longer than people think.
Angel Santiago Cruz is a 69-year-old Puerto Rican who has lived in Hawaii for about 40 years. He joined the U.S. Army with a guarantee to be stationed in Hawaii. He wanted to see what statehood looks like.
What are you going to lose?
One lyric that stood out to him was to never forget the lelolai. Santiago Cruz says it's an expression from the jíbaro, which is a person who is connected to the land.
When the Hawaiians say ea, that's an expression from you Hawaiianness, that's connection to the island. Yeah, it's pride, it's everything. Lelolai is the same.
For National Native News, I'm Cassie Ordonio.
The National Native American Boarding School Healing Coalition will be at the Denver Indian Center next week, gathering video interviews for its oral history project. It's part of an effort to document, acknowledge, and reckon with the experiences of boarding school survivors. The event in Colorado marks the project's 18th stop nationwide. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the American Indian College Fund, providing millions of dollars of scholarships to Native students every year. Applications are accepted through May 31st at collegefund.org or by phone at 800-766-FUND.
Hear that? Tribal college faculty do so much, one can't say it all here. Nothing but respect. Visit mosttheorjobdescription.com. The American Indian College Fund supports this program.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.